Africa.
A darling of the ghetto, Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, or Bobi Wine, is a Ugandan musician now turned politician.
That transformation was the desire for me to speak for myself and those around me. So my music basically was like poetry, ghetto poetry. I mainly pushed it forward because I felt there was something to communicate.
Bobi Wine has since seen his profile rise, winning a parliamentary seat in 2017, and now a leading opposition figure in Uganda under his People Power Movement.
It was important for me to rise to the occasion and not only do what I can do, but inspire other people, other young men and women, to do what they can do, well knowing that every generation must discover its mission and then betray it or pursue it.
Bobi Wine says he will contest in Uganda's 2021 presidential elections. He plans to run against Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who has been in power since 1986. Bobi Wine will be banking on the young generation to be behind him.
We have a government that is way in its 80s and 70s, presiding over the youngest population on earth. Our chances, in my estimate, are between 80 and 90% win, especially if we had a free and fair elections.
President Museveni has previously described Bobi Wine as an enemy of progress who has discouraged foreign investors from developing Uganda. While his political path has already proven a challenging one with arrests and prosecution, Bobi Wine says nothing will stop him. Leon Sanyange, SABC News, Kampala, Uganda.